This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. News was breaking today that police officers leaving the Seattle police force are saying they're totally fed up. They wouldn't serve for double or triple the salary because the city council that's running the PD there, it's a bunch of socialists. And that's actually a nice term. What they really mean is they're a bunch of communists. And the criminals are let free and the police are abused and not allowed to do their jobs. And if the police use force in an arrest against a violent suspect, the police can get sued. They can get, you know, put on YouTube, and then they can have their personal residence protested or even torched, burned down. They could be subjected to violence or threats of violence against themselves and their family members. And it seems like the liberals who run the city of Seattle are all in favor of that because they're all in with Black Lives Matter terrorists and Antifa terrorists. You know what the police should really do there is go march in and arrest all the city council members for treason and arrest the mayor for treason. That's what the police should be doing. But I guess there's enough libtards in the police force to stop them from doing that. So instead, the good cops are just quitting, and you can't blame them. I mean, who would want a job where you get paid crap wages, you get verbally abused, you get physically assaulted, you get threatened, your family might be threatened, and they're always talking about defunding you. And that's what they're doing, is they're slashing police budgets in cities like Seattle, and also, of course, Portland and Chicago and New York and elsewhere. Because this is what libtards do, is they have this crazy, insane fantasy that the only reason there's crime in their cities is because of the existence of the police. And they think that if you get rid of police, that crime will magically disappear, which, of course, is totally, totally insane. But this is the delusion under which they are living. They think cops cause crime, just like they think guns cause shootings. Or they think forks cause obesity. So in their minds, cops cause crime. So this is the way liberals think about everything. They just want to get rid of the symptom. They're like, gosh, wherever there's crime, there's a bunch of cops around. So maybe the way to get rid of crime is to ban all the cops. Yeah, that sounds great. You know, this is the way modern medicine works too. You know, wherever there's high cholesterol, people have heart disease. So maybe the cause of heart disease is high cholesterol. Let's ban the high cholesterol with statin drugs, and then we'll solve the heart disease. And of course, that's not true at all. You end up just killing the patient with all kinds of muscle problems and metabolic problems and so on. Cholesterol is more like the cops. Cholesterol is coming to the rescue to repair damaged arteries, just like cops are coming to the rescue to try to stop violent criminals. But again, in our society today, whether it's leftists or doctors or big pharma or whoever, they're not very bright. They just see the symptom, they want to get rid of the symptom, and that's it. That's all they can understand. Just kind of low IQ people all around. In fact, the cops are smarter than all these people. The cops have street smarts, you know? The cops are like, you know what? It's not safe to be here. Bunch of criminals running loose. We arrest them. The local George Soros-funded district attorney sets them free again. So why even bother arresting criminals in a place like Seattle? Why even bother being on the police force? And you see, the reason this really matters, because it's not just about Seattle. This matters because it's going to affect every American that lives in a libtard city, you know, a city run by liberals. Because they're all pushing to defund the police in one way or another. They're all demonizing the police, and they're all granting special privileges to left-wing terrorist groups, allowing criminals to loot stores and burn down retail establishments and assault police officers with essentially no repercussions. In fact, wasn't it Seattle, or maybe it was Portland, where one of the DAs dropped hundreds of charges against people who had been arrested during the riots? So the cops go out there, they're getting, you know, chunks of concrete thrown at them bottles of frozen urine. They're getting shot with laser beams in their eyes. They finally make an arrest. They get somebody in handcuffs. They drag him in. They charge him. And the local district attorney, who is a left-wing lunatic, lets him go free. Just says, we're not going to press charges. You're free to go. Why would anyone want to be a cop in that scenario? And you see, this is where it's going. There will be no cops in these cities run by left-wing lunatics. Unless they'll have to pay triple or quadruple the salary. I mean, who's going to sit there and be violently assaulted and attacked and mocked all over YouTube just to get a crappy salary? Nobody. Eventually, all the cops that are there right now are just going to retire or move on or find a different career path in private security for corporations or something. They're not going to stick around for that abuse and crappy pay. So you're going to have cities where not only are the police being defunded, but even when those cities want to hire cops, no one's going to want the job. And so they'll have to lower their hiring standards to include, guess what? Felons. So they'll be hiring criminals to be the cops. And this has already happened in many cities across America. We've done news stories on this. They had to lower the requirements and say, well, I'm just going to have to hire some felons here and give them a badge, which is really what liberals want, because they think criminals are the most wonderful people in the world. They love criminals. Liberals are people who always have this gullible, optimistic hope that if you just treat the criminals better, they'll stop being criminals. Yeah. Cops are people who know reality. That is, sometimes you just got to put a bullet in these people. You know, the violent criminals I'm talking about, the rapists, the child molesters. Sometimes, you know what? They need a special implant involving lead that finally rids them from society. Cops know that. Liberals think everybody can be rescued if they just get a social worker to show up and talk to them nicely. You know, snowflake theory. That should be the name of a movie about libtards. Snowflake theory. They've got these weird psychological theories that everybody can be rescued if you just, you know, stop arresting them. No, these people are criminals. They are rapists. They are child molesters. They are drug dealers. They are weapons dealers. They are violent. They are lunatics. Many of them are sociopaths. Some of them are serial killers. And that's just the Democrat donor class I'm talking about. Imagine the people on the street. I mean, these are some wicked, nasty people. You have to have a police force to stop them from raping, robbing, looting, and murdering the rest of society. This is why we have police, so that we can delegate this job to a special class of professionals who have special training to say, hey, keep the bad people away from us. You know, we're trying to play Scrabble here in our living rooms, or whatever white people do these days in like suburbia, Seattle, whatever. We're trying to watch, you know, what are they watching? I don't have a TV. I don't watch TV. I can't even name a show. The View. How about that? I've heard of that. We want to watch The View because Joy Behar is so entertaining. And we want to watch Oprah. Well, how are you going to be safe to watch Oprah unless you have cops keeping the criminals and looters and robbers and rapists and murderers away? That's what cops are for. That's why you have cops. You take away cops. You take away the thin blue line. Guess what you get? Criminal gangs running rampant across the city, doing whatever they want, looting stores, burning down, you know, white people's homes, raping people everywhere. Welcome to Seattle. Seattle's so bad, even Boeing left or is planning on leaving. They're like, taxes are insane. This whole city's collapsing. We got to get out of here. Boeing left. And can you blame them? No. And this is coming to other left-wing cities all across America. So get out while you can, folks. I've been saying this for a couple of years now. Get out while you can. You will have no protection from the criminal element in these left-wing cities. Read my website, naturalnews.com. And also, if you want to get prepared, check out my free downloadable audiobook called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can get that for free. 9 hours of downloadable audio, absolutely free, at globalreset.news. Thanks for listening.